it's been really cool having an open dialogue of like, show me how to give head to an uncircumcised penis. Like, I've never done it before. I'm an American. And so here it is, guys.
Keep your oral to yourself, okay?
Oh my God. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Girls Gone Deep. I'm V.
And I'm Elle.
And today we are talking about all things oral. This episode has been a long time coming. It's so funny because we did a poll on Instagram, like, I don't know, a couple weeks ago or something like that. And it said, you know, what are the reasons behind you deep throating? Mm-hmm. And, you know, do you try to deep throat every session? Do you do it because you want to? Do you do it because porn makes you think that makes it a good blowjob? And it kind of like sparked this thing in us because we got a lot of responses, which we'll share shortly. But we were like, wait, have we never done an episode fully dedicated to all things oral sex? Oh my God, let's go.
And here we are today. I have a lot to say.
Oh my God, I have so much to say. I've been polling everyone I know, vanillas and lifestyle people, like Instagram, my work colleagues.
So I haven't heard of your responses yet, and you haven't heard of my people's responses on my poll. So I'm excited to just kind of like come together. So we should start off with the very first question that you started with. Why do we deep throat? Am I doing it because I want to do it? Or am I doing it because I think the guy wanted it? And when I first came up with this question, I did it because I always thought that that was the end goal. That's what every guy would want, is a deep throat. Try and get it as far down as you can, choke on it, gag on it. That's hot, the sounds, the spit. And so I always thought that that was the desired goal to always achieve. And then when I actually asked my husband about it, he said, no, you don't have to do it. And I'm like, what? I don't have to? And I guess because he really enjoys it. You know what I mean? So he'll like, when we're really into it, like sometimes he'll face fuck me and like, I enjoy that. And so I assume that because he likes to do that to me, that he also likes for me to do that to him. And so I was surprised at the response that he said, you don't have to do that. You could just stroke it and just suck it. And he gave me just some things. And I said, wow. So then I said, I'm going to ask other people and see why other people are doing this. So I asked this question on my Instagram story. And I said, why do you deep throat? Do you do it because you want to or because they do? And so another female was in alignment with me and said, because I think the guy wants it. So
yeah.
Right. So did you think this too? Like, were you on the same wavelength?
I think I'm somewhere in between. I think at the beginning of giving head, it was, I think the guy wants it. And that's what makes a good blowjob. And that's probably because of porn.
Yeah.
But then once I started doing it, I enjoy it. So these days and, you know, in the past couple of years, it's a mixture of both. So
yes, I would say, and I align with that too.
Yeah. But of course, if a guy doesn't like it, I'm not going to do it. Because there are some guys who don't actually like it. And we'll get into that too. A lot of very interesting conversations happened around oral once I started asking the questions. Ask the questions.
Yeah, see? we had another girl reply, because he wants it, which makes me want it. I love to please, and my wet pussy is proof of that. And so I agree too. Like I fall in line with that. I do it because I think they want it, but I have evolved to really enjoy it myself. And I like the challenge of it and the gagging and all of that. So I especially like the spit that it brings up, because then you get your little sloppy toppy and you get more wet.
Sloppy toppy. Oh my God, I forgot about that phrase. That's so funny. Yes, I love the thick goo that comes from the back of the throat. Mm-hmm. When you give deep throat, because then it makes the rest of the blowjob, the finishing out of the blowjob, like just so much more lubricated. It doesn't go away as quickly as just the regular mouth spit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Mm. Yeah. So 60% of the responses I got were all because they thought the guy wanted it. And that's why they do it. And the other one said, I'll do it if I'm super into it. But if it's a random BJ, I'm not just going to deep throat it.
Yeah, they have to deserve it.
So this was a response from women. Did you direct your question to women about deep throating and why they do it?
Yeah, I think the only people that I spoke to about this one were women specifically.
Okay, so I do have some male responses too.
Ooh, go for it.
The general consensus that it is not necessary to do it. And one of them said, you know, if it's being forced to the point where it's painful for us and probably you, it's preferred not to even attempt it. And you know what's interesting is I looked at all these guys that replied and I had sex with almost all of them. So I know which ones are like well endowed. I know the sizes. And so this one happens to be a very well endowed guy. So I'm sure for him, that can be painful sometimes if it's too big. Another guy said, love it, but totally not necessary. It's more about the rhythm and wet and warm friction. And I totally get that.
Wet and warm friction. Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things that as I was going through all the males' responses is, like I said, general consensus is not required at all. One said, I'm enjoying it as long as she's enjoying it. Right. So she likes to do that. And that's another thing that was a common theme was that it's not necessary, but the sexy part about blowjobs is the enthusiasm, the sounds.
Okay. We need to talk about that. So
yes.
This is a very important thing to highlight. The resounding answer whenever I have talked to people about what makes a good blowjob, what makes good cunnilingus, what's that? Eating out.
Yes. Licking
so
pussy.
Proper.
Yes.
Licking pussy. There's no like just easy, quick go-to equivalent of blowjob.
Yeah. Because
well, there's no noun out. For it. Eating
lick
out.
Pussy. Yeah. Lick a pussy. Yeah.
What's wrong with me? Okay. So the thing that makes good blowjobs and eating out is enthusiasm.
Yes.
And when I think about every single one of my good times when people have gone down on me, it's like when I feel like they can't get enough and they just want to like dive in and could live down in my pussy.
Yes.
And those are the best experiences I've had. And so I totally get it when men say that to me. And I always thought it was a cop out. Like I'd be like, what makes good head? And they'd be like, oh, you know, she just has to be into it. And I'm like, no, come on. Like, what's a good tip? Come on. And they're like, no, like enthusiasm. And I get it now because that is, I think, maybe 60, 70% of it almost.
Yeah. And so I 100% agree. And my comment back to this is like, yes, I love when they're into it. And I also, as a giver, like to hear moans from the guy. And I think that most guys tend to be silent. So guys, speak up with your enthusiasm for receiving as well as us expressing our enthusiasm for giving it and enjoying giving it. So like, that's like a big thing that I want to share because I find that I would prefer guys to just give me an uh-huh or yes, or I like that, that feels good, or just breathing heavy, you know, and little moans go a really, really long way as I'm giving. So amen to the enthusiasm.
One of our friends who is a receiver, he'll always say, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Like, I love the fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And what's another way that I like, oh, they'll be like, oh yeah, V, that feels so good, you know? And I'll be like, I'm a good girl. I'm doing so good.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what to say or like you feel weird, like being vocal, those are some good,
yeah, just
good ones.
Little moans, and ahs and you know, just little even breaths that come out, a breath that makes a
yummy
sound is enough. So I much appreciate enthusiasm for sure.
Hashtag enthusiasm. All right. And now the episode is over. That's all you need to know. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So deep throat. Did you have more to say on that?
You don't have to do it.
Yeah, you don't have to do it. So that is a technique that can be used, and it can be kind of like, I heard on another podcast, they referred to it as like, it's like the cameo in a movie. It's not like, you know, the whole time. It's just like, oop, you do it a little bit and then you keep going with the other rhythm. So I wanted to kind of move this in the direction of what other techniques do you use that have blown people's mind? And we can share ours, and then we can open it up to other ones that we heard from friends and Instagram polls.
Yeah. So I don't know that I have one particular move other than I vary my moves. And I think that the variety is also key. But my favorite thing to do is two hands together twisting.
In opposite directions.
Yeah.
I'm watching her do it right now.
They actually are in opposite directions, twisting, going up and down. And as it's going in my mouth, I'll actually like slide my one hand down and I go all the way to the base and come back up and take my hand all the way down to the base and come back up. So it's the double-handed, fully in, fully out. And sometimes I'm definitely deep throating in that situation. So it's going down my throat and then popping back out and then going all the way back in. So that seems to be one that I think most guys are impressed at the repetition that I can do with that, deep throating and popping it in and out of my throat and then using the twisting.
Yes. So I'm going to call that the corkscrew method.
Corkscrew it is.
Corkscrew method. Yeah. And I think I will second that. I'm also going to take it to, this isn't a technique, but it is an important thing to give good head, which is communication and asking someone if they like this, if they like that. And that's not, it can be really uncomfortable if you, I feel like I've asked this back in the day, like, what do you like? That is way too broad. Like, do you like when I do this? Do you like me to use my hands like this? How does that feel? Like, you know, if it's a new partner, it's not going to like break the moment, because I've had people say like, that is too much stimulation for me. So don't do that. And I'm like, oh shit, that's my move. What do I do? No, I'm just kidding. But you know, so just communication, I think, is one of the absolute most important things.
Yeah.
To make it A+ head giving experience.
A phrase that I like to say is like, tell me what you like about this as I'm doing it. And then they can just share like, oh, the way your tongue feels or the way that you're stroking it. And that just kind of cues me into like, okay, we're doing the right thing here. Let's do more.
And then I like to like take a break and like, hold on to the shaft and like lick the balls. And when I'm like licking the balls, I usually make my tongue as like flat as possible and kind of just like more surface area on my tongue. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
And like lightly suck them. But again, some men do not like their balls touched or played with. Tell me if you think this is incorrect. On average, a lot of men that I know like light ball play. It's like very few and far between that they feel like don't touch my balls, or they feel like I want them tugged harder, pulled harder, you know, bit or something like that. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, 100%. And I always ask guys before I give them head how they like their balls played with. I don't say, do you like them played with? Because that's like a yes or a no. I say how, so they can describe it, you know. You know, and if they don't give me enough context, I'll actually get more specific. Like, can I lick them? Can I pull on them? Can I suck on them? You know, and it's more of like, I'm probably already jerking them off in this moment. And the dick is like nearly near my face, right? When I'm asking him these questions. And so it becomes this like sexy conversation. Cause I have found that there are guys that are like, absolutely no, don't touch it. And then you have other people like M, for example, who are like, do whatever you want to them. You know, I can pull on his balls pretty hard. I suck on them. I put both of his balls in my mouth and pull. And he enjoys it so much. So one of the pull responses I got, you know, in talking about sucking dick and what her favorite move was one hand playing with the balls, one stroking, while I use my mouth, lots of spit and twisting. And I would like to add to that rhythm. I think rhythm is important. And I think And I also think like one of the things that I also do when I give head is I literally like make love to a cock. Like it is a journey. It's not just in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. It's sometimes I'm going fast. Sometimes I'm going slow. Sometimes I'm just teasing the head or I'm licking the shaft or just the balls or all of it all together, you know? So it's always a journey of sucking dick with me.
Yes, which reminds me of something that Jay said to me. So he said his number one tip is get comfortable because you don't know how long you're going to be down there. And so this is for guys or girls, givers or receivers.
That's a good tip. I never thought about that, but you're right. This way you can keep going as long as you feel the groove for it.
He said, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And yeah, and I was like, yeah, that seems like such a duh thing. But like, how many times have I been like twisted around in the heat of the moment and like just, you know, start going at it. And then I'm like, oh, I want to move, but I don't want to like, you know, ruin my rhythm or whatever. And it's like, no, like speak up and say like, oh, I really want to, you know, go at this. So let's get more comfortable. So for him, he said, since a lot of women take longer to come, some of them are shorter, in which case, you know, different positions are fine, but a lot of women need more time. So them on their back in a comfortable place like a bed or, you know, a mushy cuddle puddle where you have space to spread out, and he'll get down like sniper, you know, sniper position.
Yeah.
And he's a righty. So he'll support himself and get his arm like underneath himself so that his arm isn't doing like any of the work. It's just naturally supporting him. So when he uses his fingers, it's just like the fingers and the hand that are doing the work basically.
Right.
Because otherwise like your arm can get like really fatigued really quickly. So yeah. He makes sure that it's supported. He'll even put like a pillow underneath it sometimes, I've seen him do.
Mm-hmm.
So getting really comfortable. And to that point, I'll say my most comfortable position for a long blowjob is when I'm lower than they are, meaning they're on the bed with their feet off the bed, perhaps, and I'm on my knees on the side of the bed. Like I need more of a, like that range of motion rather than, you know, being on the bed with them typically gives me, you know, when you're like hunched over and like on your knees, it's like a little bit more challenging. Yeah. If I like want to give my fours. A game.
Yeah.
I want to be on the side of the bed and they're up on the bed.
Right. And what I know, and I would agree with you. And I think like thinking about the position that you like, it's because you're upright. You're not having to use a hand to hold your body weight up.
So I can use both hands.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Cause I noticed that too, because if I'm on the bed, like if we do morning sex, it's always like in the bed. And I find that my back or the back of my neck starts to hurt because I'm holding myself up. And then my shoulder starts to hurt because I only have one hand. And so being on your knees when you're upright frees up your hand. So that's a good position. Yeah. And I'll second what Jay said. I much prefer to lie on my back when I receive. And it was interesting because just the other night, like we were, you know, Sex Swing Sunday and I made a request to get my pussy licked. I was like, I just want to like relax and just like receive and not feel like any pressure and just get out of my head and into my body. And he said, do you want to be in the swing or where do you want to be? Where do you want to lie down? And I said, I think I just want to like lie on like the couch or the floor so that I'm just like completely relaxed. Cause the swing is comfortable, but there becomes a point where there are pressure points that start to develop the longer that you're in there and it's not as comfortable. And I just wanted to like flow with it and not have to worry about other sensations other than just feeling what my pussy wanted to feel.
Yeah. So get comfortable. And speaking of pussies, you had just said really go at the cock, like worship it basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With a clit, pretend like you're making out with it. And actually, I was listening to Sex with Emily, and there was this specialist or expert on there who was talking about the Kama Sutra. And I guess in the Kama Sutra, it says, kiss it like you would kiss a woman's mouth.
Mm.
And, you know, I mean, it's, I've had people who do that. And I don't know that it gets me off, but it is a great opening move for me personally and my clit, like, because it's so wet and warm when you're like making out with my clit. And then I need gradually more targeted, firmer stimulation, let's say, for my clit. But at the beginning, make out with it.
So two comments. I totally agree with the making out thing. And I think that's a tip that I typically start with as well when I'm licking other pussy is I don't just go right for the clit, actually. I'm all about the external lips and I'll lick the external tip lips and I'll suck on them and I'll pull on them like you would a mouth lip, like just teasing it a little bit. And then I'll go to the clit and I start really light sensations, slow, steady. And I'm not like hard pressing a flat tongue up right away. Like I'm trying to get that fine point licking of the clit in the beginning. And then, as I hear her moan or this, you know, something changes and I'll move a little faster or flatten my tongue a little bit or do different motions and go all over. But I agree. Like I'm a big, like I lick all the lips. I suck everywhere. I kiss it. I do that for sure.
Much like a brief bathroom break in the middle of an orgy, we are going to take a brief break here and answer a question for you. A lot of people have been asking how to support us. So, first of all, by following our Instagram, Girls Gone Deep Pod, and second, by rating us 5 stars wherever you listen to us. So you can do that on Spotify, you can do that on Apple, and on Apple, you can also review us, which is very helpful as well. To make this sustainable, we really ask for your support by buying some merch on girlsgotdeep.com/shop. If you are looking for something there that you do not see, reach out to us, DM us, email us. Support us also by using our affiliate link in our episode descriptions to shop for Woo More Play products. They have everything from vibrators to lube to pH balancing soaps, all of which we use ourselves and we highly recommend. And last but not least, thank you to our sponsors, Horrible Life. It is the card game of all things Never Have I Ever, sex and kink. So go to horriblelife.com and use code GONEDEEP to get 10% off your first deck. I wanted to know if you were more of like a sucker, like a clit sucker or a clit licker. Because I feel like you can do whatever the receiver wants. However, I feel like a lot of people have their own style that they would typically go to if the receiver didn't say something to them. So what are you?
So I am a
I'm a sucker.
I'm a clit licker. Like I'd rather the flick motion than a suck motion on my clit. I like more fine tune, less is better kind of a sensation. But then I don't know. Like I think that obviously all this is very variable. I think like it depends on how hot and turned on I am and how primal I'm feeling where I want to sort of smash their face in there and rub their whole entire face. Yes. All you know, I've definitely rode M's face where I would slide my pussy like all up and down his face to his nose back down and just because he has a beard. So like his goatee would rub against my lips. And so I would say that obviously it's always going to be different, but a majority of the time, I think I definitely like the more finer tune licking, flicking sensation. So you're a sucker. So like put the whole clit in the mouth, put the whole hood and the lips and the clit in the mouth?
No, like very fine tuned, just the clit itself.
Oh, I don't know that maybe I've ever done that.
You know what's funny is maybe Jay would be like, that's not what I do at all. I just assume that's what he's doing because the toys that I like the most are clit suckers. I like that, like, just very concentrated, very intense feeling. And I think when I go down on women, I do a variety of sucking and flicking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
but sucking is definitely a part of it.
I also, while I'm giving and licking and sucking, I like to stick my finger inside.
I was going to say that too. I was going to say the thing that does not vary in what I need is a finger inside, personally.
Yeah. And I always find the softer, the better. Like, it's just kind of, sometimes I'll just start with one finger and just kind of slide in and just work just the exterior. And then sometimes I'll put two fingers in, but it's a really light, like, come here motion. It's not like I'm banging in and out. I'm not going really rough when I'm also licking the pussy. It's just a little bit of sensation of a little wiggle.
I don't like the in and out either, but this is just a perfect example of how everyone is different and why communication is so key.
Yeah.
I've gone down on someone who I said, like, do you like what I'm doing with my fingers? And I just had them inside and I was doing the come hither or the flap, like your toy that you talked about in a past episode. And she was like, no, I want, can you go in and out? And I was like, oh, really? Okay. In and out. You know? And I mean, not to yuck someone's yum, but I was just, I guess I was surprised. So everyone likes different
shit. But what do you think about, so speaking of like the actual opening, licking the actual pussy opening?
Okay, this was an important thing for me to talk about.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate being tongue fucked. What are your thoughts?
I had another female respond say that she does not like that as well. Like, don't stick your tongue in my pussy opening. Like, just focus on the clit. That's where I'm going to orgasm. That's the stimulation. I actually like it. And I don't know what it is, but I don't necessarily stick my tongue inside. I have, but I'm more so like if you can see, imagine the opening of the pussy, I almost lick the top of it. Like, and I'm pushing at the top brim of it, like where the opening starts. I'm not actually going into the center hole. And I find that licking that part is just a little bit more sensitive. And for me,
that's okay to me.
Yeah. So I'm not necessarily sticking my tongue in, but I'm like right on the top of it.
I've had people like actually almost like dart their tongue in and out.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what it feels like. Like they're fucking my, you know, pussy with their tongue. And it's just not my bag.
I don't know if I like it either. And I physically can't. Look how short. That's how short my tongue is. There is no way.
It wouldn't get very far. And I find myself just thinking whenever they're doing that, I'm like, just go up to the clit. So this might be a good segue. If someone is not performing oral sex in the way that you like, what do you do to get out of it, to transition, to tell them? Like, what are your actual words? Because we can say, oh, communicate with your partner, communicate with the person. It's like, okay, that's hard. That's easier said than done. Like, hey, I don't like what you're doing. Switch it up. You know what I mean?
Like, right. You can't say that. Absolutely.
No, because
I would be crushed if somebody said that to me.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
So in my particular preference, if I find that they're not giving me head that I want to. Number one, it's not like bad head, like it's hurting me. Like I just can't, I have to have this stop in this very moment. It's more of just like, I'm not going to come in this position. Like this isn't going to make me come. This isn't necessarily doing it for me, but I will.
So then why, you don't want them to expend the energy if they're not doing, if it's
true.
Not doing it for you. For me, that's.
Sometimes I think it's me, like maybe I'm too much in my head or maybe I'm not warmed up enough or maybe it's just the first 2 minutes or so. And I feel like I really enjoy receiving oral when there's more time involved and I can just be pleasured for 5 or 10 minutes. And I know that's a lot to ask and sometimes it's hard for me to receive, but I know that I will enjoy the oral the longer that it goes on because everything's going to start to wake up and everything's, you know, feeling better. But if it's not what I expect, I'll usually comment on say like, oh, I like when you lick my clit that way or flick it back and forth or And sometimes I'll say, like, if it does hurt, because sometimes they're finger banging you pretty hard, I'm like, can you go a little softer? So I try to like incorporate it as like a dirty talk into the play and just more acknowledging what I like and then saying, oh, that feels so good. Can you do more of that? And then if it's not so great, or maybe there's not an opportunity to share that anything about it is good, then that's when it's like a position change. You know, I will say, oh, your turn. All that kind of a thing. So what do you do? And then I want to read the poll answers.
Well, similarly, it's like, you know, let me suck your dick or something like that. Because the instances that you just said is typically what it is for me too. It's like, I have trouble letting go and receiving, especially in group situations. And even sometimes with Jay, like even on a Sunday morning, like I'm like, oh, I'm taking too long. And I feel so bad that he's down there for so long. So like, and then I get in this spiral. So it's just, I want you in my mouth. Or like, I want you inside me.
Yeah. And we had another friend say this too. And I think for the both of us, this is true, that just the act of giving oral to somebody else and sucking a dick is going to make us wet. And so that's like a shortcut, because we know that that's going to work for sure. Whereas like the receiving part can take a little bit of time. And like you said, it's hard to just sit and receive for that long and not feel selfish or guilty and, you know, that kind of a thing.
So yeah, let me suck your dick, transition. I want you inside me. Those are my go-tos. What else did you get in poll answers?
Yeah, so one said, if it's too rough, I'll tell them to go softer, which I would do the same as well. Another said, I just say it's my turn now, and we change positions. So a lot of people go, so far the theme here is change positions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A guy said, I'll pull her head up and start kissing her.
Yes, but I always can tell that that's like a nice way of saying, okay, no more of that, thanks.
Well, it might not even be no more of that. It could just be, I mean, you could perceive it as that way. I wouldn't say always though, because maybe it's just like, how do we transition to the next position? Let's kiss. I'm going to move you around and now I can fuck you. So it could actually just be a move for just in general transitioning.
Well, and to that point too, it might not be you who's bad at giving head, or none of this is bad. It might just be not what you like, right? So another thing that can contribute to this is substances. So, you know, if I'm giving head and someone pulls my head up to make out with me, you know, it might not be me giving a bad blowjob. They just might not be able to feel it or something.
It's so true. You don't know it's what they're going through.
Yeah.
If you're not communicating. But one person said, which I thought was interesting, if it's a random hookup, just move to the next act. If it's a partner, show them what I like. Right. Mm-hmm. Where you're just kind of investing in your partner and all of that. But
that's a great point. There is a difference.
Yeah. I find that in random hookups, I'd probably be more likely to just switch positions and not even go into it.
Two other things that two friends said, stick your tongue out. I want to use you like a toy. Mm. Basically, you're making their tongue and their mouth do what you want it to do. Mm. And similarly to that, say, I want to sit on your face. So then if you say, like, I want to fuck your face, you know, then you're in charge when you're on top with your genitals on their mouth.
So I'm glad you brought that position up, because I have to be honest and say that like that's not my favorite position, is to be straddled on top of a guy, because it's not the most comfortable for me. I find that my inner thighs start to cramp up and my knees are not comfortable. And then I can't necessarily relax into the feeling because I'm worried about my position and holding myself up again, right? Because I don't want to also smother them either, you know, and they'll suffocate. So
I agree. So to that point, and how we were talking about comfortability before, Jay actually has a really good headboard because it has like a thickness to it. It's probably like 4 or 5 inches wide. So I literally lean on that. Like I put my hands on it and put my head on my hands if I'm like sitting on his face. And I always check in with him, like, can you breathe? Are you okay? And like, he loves it. And so, you know, it's the headboard is also the perfect height that like I can lean on that and put a lot of my weight on that comfortably and be on my knees, but like in a position where it doesn't feel like a lot of pressure on my knees. So mm-hmm. you can get into a comfortable position there. I agree with you though. That's not necessarily how I'm going to come. But I do know some women who are humpers and they like, you know how as a child, you're like a humper and yeah. you get in trouble for like humping stuff. Like yeah. I know some women who are now grown who like that's one of their favorite positions because they know exactly how to hump your face to get off. I'm not kidding.
Ladies, find my M because he loves that. He loves to be used like a toy. Like I'm just going to lay there, stick my tongue out. You ride my face. You use mm-hmm. my face how you want it. So M really enjoys it, like suffocating, not being able to breathe, like getting cum all over his face, all in his beard. So there's just such a range of people out there.
Yeah. Well, and so one other interesting answer that I got to this question. So the question was literally, how do you address it when someone is giving you head and it's not good? And one of the guys said, maybe that's okay in a play situation. You don't want the best head because if you come, mm-hmm. it's going to be a boner killer. Yeah. So what is the motive behind the play? You know, mm-hmm. is it to finish off or is it just, you know, a little bit of pleasure? Like it's an interlude between
foreplay.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like, whatever, it's fine.
yeah. And that was such, when I think it was Jay that said that, it was such a good moment. Like, yeah, like at the end of the day, it's not really bad head. It might just not get you to come. Mm-hmm. And that's okay because you don't always want to come in all those situations because then you're going to be too sensitive to fuck. So I totally get that. And I am the same way.
So as far as moves go, what are your thoughts on eye contact during oral?
Ooh, that's a good one. So I like a low to moderate amount, if I could like give it a percentage of eye contact. I enjoy it, but it's not something that is important and needs to happen for long periods of time or a majority of the time. I'd say like 15 to 20% of the time I get a couple looks, but it's also eye contact too. Like I'll look up at them because I like to see what their facial expressions are and like mm-hmm. hear them and all of that. But I don't know that I look up as much as I think I should. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like I should be doing it more. And I don't
spoke my thoughts that I didn't even know that I had. I completely agree. But I feel like it takes me out of it if there's too much eye contact, personally, if I'm giving and probably also if I'm receiving. But when I'm receiving, yeah. I'm an eye closer, like as we know with my blindfold. So there's not a lot of eye contact happening on my end. But when I'm giving, I do like to look up every once in a while just to see, are they enjoying it? And I like to see them looking down at me. And so like, it'll be a quick split second of like eye contact and then I'll go back to what I was doing, you know?
Like it's always a time when I'm like licking the shaft or the bottom or the base or the balls when I'm looking at them and like, you know, you're looking at them like, I'm fucking sucking your dick right now, you know?
I think with women, it's harder to make eye contact just because of the angle that you're at. And then like if they have big tits or something like that.
Well, it was funny you bring this up because the other day M was licking me in my pussy and I did what you do. My eyes were closed, which I would say a majority of the time I'm receiving, I need to close my eyes as well to like stay focused and like feel the sensations and get out of my body. And so I went to go look at him as he was licking my pussy and I literally started laughing because I couldn't see his head because of my pregnant belly.
Oh, for the first time,
I was like, oh my God, I can't. And I tried to like even kink my neck up a little bit and I could like just barely see his nose. And I was like, oh my God, I can't even see it. And we both laughed. He was like, what are you doing? I was like, I just tried to like make eye contact and look at you and I couldn't see you.
Oh, pregnant sex. The hazards of pregnant sex. Yeah. He is someone who, when I have sat on his face, he does seem to enjoy watching the pleasure that he gives.
Yes.
And so I'll look down quickly, make the eye contact, and then I'll go back into my blindfold zone.
Yeah. I would say it's interesting. Whenever I used to be able to see him, he would usually be looking at me more of the time I'd catch him, which is, you know, interesting. So yeah. And so I like it, but I would love to hear what other women think too about this.
On the whole, it was very positive. We got turn on and sexy. Wonderful. Hubby loves it when I look at him. I enjoy looking at my partner's face to see their pleasure and to learn how to give more. Like, it was just resounding. Yes. And I was like, wow, I am in the minority.
I know. I need to do it more. Yeah. You know, what's interesting is, like, you know, if I'm watching POV porn where it's the perspective of the guy getting his dick sucked, I do like when the girl looks up and makes eye contact.
It feels personal. Like they're like, I'm sucking you.
Yeah.
Not just a dick.
Yeah.
That is interesting. Yes.
Yeah. So now that, like, POV. I'm thinking about this more, like I do have to look up more, but you're right. It takes me out of it. So it's a catch 22. So I'm probably going to give better head when I don't look at you.
Yeah. Yeah. So which one do you want?
All right. So speaking of more moves, right? One question that I ask is, what should we stop doing when we're doing these things? And so someone said, no teeth, yikes, unless it's a specifically agreed upon kink.
Yes. I think that's an important one. And I asked this in a slightly different way, but basically what would make it bad? What's a no-no? And one of the things is teeth. Oh my God.
Yes.
No.
I had three people say on here, no teeth. Someone said, it was a guy, he said, sucking balls aggressively. That shit hurts. And then another one said, depends. I don't like my balls played with that much. So I find that that's probably the question I ask the most if it's a new partner. How do you like your balls played with? Like that's the nugget of this episode, guys. Enthusiasm and how do you like your balls played with?
There we go. Done and done. Another no-no when receiving or giving oral, smell. So,
wow, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. We need to talk about this. We can't go through an oral episode without talking about the dirty, the smelly, the nitty-gritty.
So I have to be, like, honest. Like, I haven't doing this for as many years as I have had few experiences where there was a dirty, smelly, like, issue. And I don't know if it's the circumstance of the events that I was at. Like, a lot of my experiences were at hedonism. So people are in the pool all day and they're, like, literally taking a bath all day long in really gross water. But at some point they're taking a shower and they're extra clean. I also think that just week just promotes a lot of cleanliness and shaving and all that stuff anyway. People are so hyper aware of that area. But I'm, like, fortunate in that I haven't had any, like, traumatizing, super smelly, stinky experiences that have completely turned me off. Have you?
So I have, yeah. And I think that's one of my hangups. Probably my thing with odor, my hangup with odor doesn't 100% have to do with me. It probably also has to do with some of the ones that I've encountered. And, you know, I mean, it could be like just coming home from the club and it's like sweaty and, yeah. and has like a fishy smell. Like, just go wash yourself, right? And men can have this too. I am not just talking about pussies.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Like, our genital areas get sweaty, and that is okay as long as you know, acknowledge that and say, let me go to the bathroom and wash myself, you know.
And this is why I carry Woo Wipes, Freshies, in, like, all my bags, all my purses, just because I'm conscious of this and I'm aware and I constantly taste myself. If I go pee, before I even pee, the first thing I do is stick my finger in my pussy and I put my finger in my mouth and I'm curious as to what is it like. And then I'll urinate after that because I'm, you know, whatever. And then if I need to clean, I'm in the bathroom. I'll wet a toilet paper, whatever I have to do. Or I have a Woo Wipe if I needed it. But I would say Yeah. Check yourself.
Check yourself. Yes.
The other nugget, taste yourself, please.
Taste yourself. Oh my God, 100%. And I think that women get a bad rap for this, but it is men too. And funnily enough, men who are circumcised, I have encountered bad smells more often than men who are uncircumcised. And my theory is that men who are uncircumcised probably are very aware that, you know, bacteria can collect underneath their foreskin. So they are super, super hyper vigilant about keeping it clean. Whereas men who are circumcised. I'm getting confused with circumcised.
Yeah, I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Men who are circumcised probably feel like maybe they don't have to think about it as much because it's, there's nothing, there's no skin, like, you know.
Yeah, there's no pockets or traps. Yeah, exactly. No folds, right? It's all exposed. So it's easy. I think it's easier to clean when you're uncircumcised, whereas I think, I mean, and I don't have a dick, but like a circumcised dick, you have to pull the foreskin back and like make sure you really get in there.
To that point, how the hell did I not talk about this in tips and tricks?
Ugh.
So we have like one or two uncircumcised men in our group, and it's been really cool having an open dialogue of like, show me how to give head to an uncircumcised penis. Like, I've never done it before. I'm an American. And so here it is, guys. Pull the foreskin back. That's like the most important thing.
So then here's my question for you. Pull the foreskin back. And then when you're jerking off, the foreskin obviously moves with the shaft. So that's okay.
It doesn't that have is to be, okay. And it's like a wizard sleeve.
So it doesn't have to be completely pulled down and kept down. It just needs to be exposing the tip of the cock, like the head.
Yes. But then when they're fully hard, I mean, depending on the amount of foreskin, like there's not going to be a lot of movement at all.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of different men with different amounts of foreskin. Yeah. And I mean, some have so little foreskin that the tip is already like almost all the way out before you even pull it back. Mm-hmm. So then when they're fully hard, like there's nothing to move. It's, you can't tell at all. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I've noticed that too in this group. Cause like I'm asking, cause I honestly have owned majority of my experiences. I think I can count on one hand how many uncircumcised cocks I've had. And one of them being in this Joy family. And I remember like sucking the cock and I was like, I don't know if I'm doing this right. And so in that moment I was like, I need you to tell me what to do here.
You did ask?
I did. Yeah.
I think that's good.
And yeah. I said, is this okay? Like, do I pull this down? He's like, yeah, just pull it down and suck it like that. And he showed me what to do. And I was like, okay. So like, just like this. And so that became like an erotic kind of like teacher student moment of, yeah, put your mouth on it here. This is how you're supposed to pull it back. So it ended up being erotic, but I had to ask. I was a little bit embarrassed, but it was fun.
No, I love that. I love that you asked. I think that's amazing. And I did too. The first one I encountered, I did too. And I guess I kind of just assumed like moving forward, that's how you deal with all of them. But this is a great segue into, so that moment that you had with the uncircumcised man, teacher, student, an interesting conversation that I had was, what are the power dynamics of oral? Who is the sub and who is the dom in an oral situation, the giver or the receiver?
Yeah, I mean, initially, I think that the giver is the one leading. So that would be the more dominant of the two positions. So I think that they're more in control because they're doing it. But then I think of the scenarios of if I'm giving a blowjob, but then all of a sudden the guy is pushing my head onto his cock and fucking my throat, then that switches. So I think it's actually changes in the experience depending on what's happening in that moment. But I think that a majority of the times I'm the one that is dominant, and I'd actually prefer that. And if I could add to a move that men should stop, is I don't really care for guys like pushing my head onto their cock, at least at the very beginning. Like if I'm just getting started and I'm just getting warmed up and I'm just warming up my throat, like you can't just start fucking my throat any way that you want at the very beginning. Let me go first. Let me work at my pace. It's kind of like putting my like dick up my own ass for the first time. Like I need to control the speed in the beginning. Let me warm myself up and then we can have more fun and you can fuck my face later on once I'm ready and it's wet and it's slobbery. But I really don't like at the very first start within like the first 30 seconds or a minute where they're already pushing my head onto them. And I'm like, wait a minute, am I giving you a blowjob or are you using me as a toy? Like what's happening here? You know? So I get more turned on when I'm the one giving the blowjob, not being used as a toy at the start. Eventually I like being used as a toy.
Yeah. It's interesting. Just the ways that you can play with power dynamics within these different positions, because I agree with you. I feel inherently very, very powerful, very sexy, very dominant going down on a man. Actually,
we're a woman.
Let me think about that with a woman. I was like, do I feel the same with a woman? Yes, I do feel the same with a woman. So
I do. Yeah, I do.
Like, because you're like, you're my, I'm going to make you come. Like, I'm going to give you so much pleasure. But then it can just switch so quickly with like how they respond. And I love like when they grab all my hair behind my head and like pull it up and like, I do like when they make me face fuck or when, oh my God, I can't speak. I do like when they almost like use my ponytail or something to make my mouth go deeper onto their cock or onto their clit or something like that. And they do use me. So I would say I start out feeling very powerful, but then I prefer being used and having it be more of a sub role.
Okay. I like that. I would say that I prefer to be the dominant one and then mixed in with some use my face how you want and fuck me. But I can't take that for long periods of time. Once you start gagging, it just gets more and more sensitive and more and more sensitive. And then you can't deep throat anymore and you can't go as far. And so like, I know my limit. And when they're in control for too long, I start to lose my gagging reflex control. And then I can't do what I want to do.
Well, luckily I think most of my partners who we have that kind of dynamic, they know when to ease up and they'll still have their hand on my hair in that very like controlling kind of dominant way, but almost like in a, like a soft dom kind of way where it's like, you know, good girl, it's just there. And it's like, so I know who's really in control here, but like they're not actually doing anything.
Yes.
And then, you know, I love hearing that. Good girl. Ooh, you suck my cock so good, B. Like, oh, that's so hot.
I love the hair hold. Just the gesture is there where they're just there, you know.
The gesture. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There is so much more to talk about. We're going to cut it here and come back with a part two because there's so much more that we need to discuss.
Coming on faces, condom taste. Can you give head with morning breath? Oh my God.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.